The cell was furnished with a set of metal-framed bunk beds, a metal desk with a metal stool that was mounted into the concrete, a stainless steel toilet sink combo, a mirror, a set of metal bookcases, and one light bulb. It was 16 feet long, 7 feet wide, 8 feet high. The floor was covered with black and white linoleum tiles. The brick walls were white and had been painted so many times they were smooth. Thank God there was a window, he thought, and though it provided no view, it did let in light. There were no windows in the Ada jail. He walked to his door, which was nothing but a set of bars with an opening known as the bean hole for food trays and small packages. He looked into the run and could see three men, the one directly across from him in cell 9 and the ones on each side of him. Ron did not speak, nor did they. Most new inmates usually said little during the first days. The shock of arriving at a place where they were to live for a few years before being killed was overwhelming. Fear was everywhere. Fear of the future. Fear of never again seeing what had been lost. Fear of not surviving. Fear of getting knifed or raped by one of the cold-blooded killers you could hear breathing just a few feet away. He made his bed and arranged his things. He appreciated the privacy. Most death row inmates were single-celled but had the option of a cellmate. There was a constant racket in the run. Chatter among the inmates, guards laughing, a loud television, a radio, someone yelling to a friend far down the hall. Ron stayed away from his door, as far from the noise as possible. He slept, read books, and smoked. Everybody smoked on the row, and the smell of old and new tobacco hung over the run like a thick, pungent fog. There was some ventilation, but it was too old to work. The windows, of course, could not be opened, even though they were covered with thick bars. The drudgery hit hard. There was no daily schedule, no activities to look forward to. One brief hour outside, sometimes. The tedium was numbing. For men locked up 23 hours a day, and with very little to do, the undisputed highlight was eating. Three times a day, food trays were wheeled along the run and slid through the bean holes. All meals were taken in the cell, alone. Breakfast was at 7, and it was usually scrambled eggs and grits, some bacon on most days, and two or three pieces of toast. The coffee was cold and weak, but treasured nonetheless. Lunch was sandwiches and beans. Dinner was the worst meal, some vile mystery meat with half-cooked vegetables. The portions were ridiculously small, and the food was always cold. It was cooked in another building and pushed over on carts at a very slow pace. Who cared? They were dead men anyway. The food was dreadful, but mealtime was important. Annette and Renee sent money, and Ron bought food, cigarettes, toiletries, and soft drinks from the canteen. He filled out an order form that listed the few items available, then handed it to the most important man on the row. The run man was a prisoner who had found favor with the guards and was allowed to spend most of his time out of his cell, running errands for the other inmates. He passed along gossip and notes, picked up and delivered laundry and canteen goods, gave advice, occasionally sold drugs. The exercise yard was sacred ground, a fenced area the size of two basketball courts next to F cell house. For an hour a day, 5 days a week, each inmate was allowed into the yard to get some sun, visit with fellow prisoners, and play basketball or cards or dominoes. The groups were small, usually 5 or 6 at a time, and tightly controlled by the inmates themselves. Friends, and only friends, went into the yard together. A new inmate had to be invited before he could feel safe. There were fights and beatings, and the guards watched the yard closely. For the first month, Ron preferred to go out by himself. The row was full of killers, and he had no business being there. The only other contact point for prisoners was in the shower. They were allowed 3 per week, 15 minutes max, and only 2 men at a time. If an inmate didn't want or didn't trust a shower partner, then he was allowed to bathe alone. Ron showered by himself. There was plenty of hot and cold water, but it didn't mix. It was either scalding or freezing.